So I've started this a few times. I wanted to get it right for you. But I also fell asleep earlier, and I'm aware that you've been waiting, and that is not part of my tease. I enjoyed what you wrote so much that the thing is, I want it to be right for you. But I'm aware that that's making you wait. And I'm sorry about that. I loved reading about you, listening to it, imagining you in bed and enjoying it, and I'm so flattered that it's not just even enjoying it, it's mesmerized. I don't think anyone said that about my voice before. And that you gave me your full attention is such a turn on as well. And you said I'm incredibly sexy, but your words are beautiful. You have a way of, an understated way of expressing what would seem to be in plain sight, but often just out beyond the grasp of easy description, and you do it, and it's wonderful. I'm so sorry about your marriage. It's really difficult. I know that. I can't even remember the good times yet. That's also too raw. You can't talk about the comforting truths. I don't remember having those. No. And I hope that maybe in time I will get back to having them, but I don't know. You're, description where you wrote you spent time worrying about another layer of deceit that might be exposed by the erosion of your regrets. What an interesting way to put things, and it made me want to know more, but you don't have to tell me. I have regrets. And I know they put a different light and a different spin on things. And I'm so sorry that your illusion was shattered. I know it's difficult and I know it's not fair. But as you write, as you say, you're right. We're broken by the world. And I understand about feeling weaker. I feel incredibly weak in those spots. But I think rather than strengthening them, like Hemingway would maybe want us to, I build a little wall around the soft place. And it's still there, it's still soft. Still a little bit hurt, broken. But protected by the wall. And I'm terrified of letting that down, truth be told. So well. Yeah. I'm a bit of an island right now in some ways. In other ways not. Scar tissue. I understand if I'm feeling weaker. Am I happier now? I don't know. I don't know if I am or not. In myself, yes, but I So sorry, excuse me. It's hard to adapt to being a single mother. To being not half of a couple. It's really strange. I'm really excited about the thought of your script and about reading something for you. I like a lot of different things. If you listen to my audio, you should get a good hint of what I like. I like to be good and be pleasing. It's a good place to start. And I like the idea of my voice responding to you. That's also a very nice way to put it. And I want you to know how I feel about your words, as much as I want to know you in yours. I think it's really interesting getting to discover each other for the first time and getting to know each other. Getting to know each other's likes and dislikes. How we like to play. How we like to touch. How we like to be. That's quite something, actually. I want you to know that about me. I loved our messages today, too. Short and sharp, although actually I hate using Reddit like that. But the messaging's really bad on it. I get frustrated that I miss messages and then I have to stop. The thought of you leading me astray distracted me a lot today. And I think you know that I would take your hand and go where you wanted to go. I like to kiss the broken places. I'd like to show you how much I wanted to make you feel better. The first way would be my hands on your belt, waiting patiently between your legs, wanting to unbuckle, wanting to. Enjoy your cock in my mouth. One of my dirty secrets is that I love cock in my mouth. I don't do it a lot. I mean, with lots of different ones, but I really enjoy the taste of a man feeling you swell in my mouth. Taking my your hand in my hair, forcing my head onto you, looking up and seeing your appreciative face. Something about it that really gets me. And I think from there, I would just let myself be led and go where you wanted to go, do what you wanted to do. I'm quite adventurous, and if I feel safe, there's nothing I won't try if it turns us on. Some things I've tried and I don't want to do again. Other things I've tried and I really would like to. And it's hard to know where to start with this. I mean, I told you that I'd like you in my mouth with a blank canvas of an audio. one of the reasons I like my mouth around a man's cock is because I like marks and cum as marks as a way of marking your territory. And possession is a big kink. There's a lot of things that I know that I can do and enjoy if it's with someone who I trust enough to own me and who can give that to willingly. It's really interesting and I haven't quite got to the bottom of that yet, but I really enjoy it. And I like marks on my body as well. With your cum, but also something more, slightly less transitory. Maybe the mark from a bite or a hand. A nibble on my thigh. A handprint on my bottom. A hand on my neck. These are all places that I like to go. And I am reading in our messages that you're getting impatient and you want to go too. So I want to stop this and leave you with the image of me between your legs, taking you in. Adoring your cock. Savoring the taste of you in my mouth. Enjoying where you want it to go. What you would do next. How you would take me. How you would choose to mark me. Be it literal or metaphorical. And you were so reassuring this morning. I know you enjoyed the last one. I don't know if this is better or worse. But it turns me on to think about you enjoying my voice. I want to say again that your words are beautiful. And there's fragility in them and there's power in them. And I've enjoyed reading them so much. I look forward to reading lots more. I'm going to stop this now so I can send it to you. I'm looking forward to hearing.